So that brings us, I guess, to like, I guess the final fucking stretch of 2020 for me. I had to decide where to go. I had to narrow it down. There were a lot of options. So I had to go somewhere. I wanted to go there. First we thought, well, maybe let's go to like Austin. There might be stand-up comedy there. Early on during the pandemic, I was like, maybe I'll go to Europe because it looks like they're more in control of this, or Australia than America. Maybe that's the closest to having stand-up come back. Would be good at one of those places. Then I thought, no, and I got a tip on a town from Joey Diaz and from my friends from Colorado who I met in Colombia at Spanish Immersion. Put this down, I guess. On a small town that's a ski town, and I was like, yeah, maybe I'll go there. Just fucking be a ski bum all winter. The Vail Resorts looked like they were going to be open. And I'm like, that wouldn't be a bad way to spend a dead winter, you know? It looks like shit was going to shut down again. And so I'm like, look, I want to travel anyway. So why be in a place, even if it's like a quarter open? It's a time to do it. Even if it's fully open, it's still kind of the time to do it. But it didn't look like it would be. And I honestly, part of me was like, I mean, I hope, once I left, I was like, I hope it does get shut down so I can make the right decision. And then I realized after a little bit, like, doesn't matter. I made the right decision. I'm having a fucking blast. So we had to narrow it down. First, which continent? Actually, we didn't narrow down continent. We decided North America or not. So we're not going to go to Telluride. We're not going to go to Austin. Both of those seem very appealing. Why spend the winter in the cold? Austin with their backyard bars and fucking picnic tables. Oh, so much fun. Being a ski bum, I could see that too. And Denver, I could go in there to meet people once in a while. I thought about Denver, but I was like, no, let's just be in the mountains. I thought about Vancouver, Whistler. And it's like, hey, if we're going to go, let's fucking go, you know? So here are the countries. Malta was high on our list. We had to do a breakdown of, like, where COVID response has been pretty good. So I ruled out Italy. Where Americans were allowed into, and that ruled out 80% of the countries right away. Nobody wanted us. Our response to that fucking virus was epically terrible. And I know some people go like, well, the stats were overblown. The deaths weren't real. They were just like hospitals doing that to make money. Okay, but that's our response. Our response was we're overshooting our numbers. So everyone was scared of us. Everyone was scared of having an American. Bunch of countries got ruled out. The Czech Republic was it? Maybe. Prague seems cool as fuck, man, but not in the winter. Nah, not in the winter. Malta was up there. We were allowed into Malta. Republic of Georgia. Too cold. So we had to like, let's narrow it down to some warm weather places. That's why Malta was up there. Israel, I thought about, but I've been there. And I still had hope that I would still get my two countries a year. It's one of my things I do every year. I get two new countries every single year. Oh, I meant to make a list of all the ones I had been to since I made that decision in 2014, me and Paul Morrissey were in a Swiss festival in Montreux Comedy Festival. And then from there, I went to meet my brother in Zermatt to go skiing. He went somewhere, and then we met up in Amsterdam. And I was like, well, there's two new countries right there. And we made a pact. Like, let's do two new countries every single year from now on. Two new countries. Not two countries, two new ones. And I've done it since then. Sometimes I did three, four, five countries. In 2017, I got the new countries I got. Oh, I'd already done Thailand, so I got Myanmar, if you're British. Thailand. Where do I go from there? Cambodia. Right at the beginning. Vietnam. Indonesia. East Timor. And Costa Rica. Fucking six in 2017. 1 year I got the UK, Scotland, the real UK, and I don't know, different ones, you know, every year a couple more. Germany, for Oktoberfest with my brother. Sweden. I don't know. There, oh, tons. You know, tons. And I was kind of holding out hope to do two new ones again. To keep that streak going. You know, I had till the end of the year. I got Columbia as my second one in December last year. So I didn't want to go to Israel. I'd already been there. And there's not many places you can drive to from Israel. Thought about Mexico for sure. Merida. And I was like, I've been to Mexico. I could drive to, like, what was it, Bolivia and Guatemala, maybe. But also, like, Mexico seems a little dangerous. Thought about Tanzania and Zimbabwe. Both were taking Americans. But I don't know if it's racism. I ain't going to fucking Africa. We thought about it. And then I also made a fucking, what's it called, list? An Excel, like a spreadsheet. And one of the things was animals that can kill you. Because I don't want, hey, Bandit. Bandit. Fuck, she for sure ran off and ran home. I don't want Bandit getting attacked by fucking animals when I'm on a hike. Ecuador, Costa Rica, back to Colombia. All were having good responses. After early, really, really bad responses to COVID, they were all having really good responses to COVID. And they were taking people. Bermuda, Aruba, places like that, they were fucking expensive. But it'd be nice. It'd be nice to spend the whole fucking winter at a beach. You know? But they're so small. Costa Rica was up there. I'd already been there, but it was up there. It's gorgeous. And like, my dream, New Zealand. Especially in the winter, which is New Zealand summer. To have, what I've always wanted to do is have 2-3 months to get a fucking camper van and just drive around the nature of New Zealand. Would be unaffected by this fucking virus. That experience. So we ruled out Africa, ruled out Malta late. Malta would have been cool on a small island of Gozo. Big island is overcrowded. Small island is not. But part, it was, what ruled us out for that, it was a ferry to the mainland, to the main island, to get a flight away. Some people say you don't want to be landlocked, but I'm like, I ain't taking a boat out anywhere. I'm taking a flight. I thought about maybe driving to Mexico. Border is closed for driving. Otherwise, we would have taken a long American road trip through Austin and then down. And then, I don't know, man. Where else did we think about? I mean, Brazil's out. The response to COVID was terrible. Uruguay was the best, but it wasn't having anybody. Cuba, you couldn't get in. They had an amazing response to the virus. I love how people, everybody sees all the, like, well, you know, I don't trust their stats. I'm like, and then you also don't trust our stats, but you think our stats are inflated and their stats are deflated. That's America, man. That's America. We can show you stats and we're like, nah, I don't believe in stats. Like, so they think they're all inflated? Like, no, ours are, it's better than what's shown and theirs is worse. Like, what are you basing this on? Like, I don't know. USA number one. That's what I'm basing it on. Get that bird in a fucking box now. Back to Colombia was a thought. Medellin was so fucking cool. And then eventually, I don't know, I saw a thing on, no one was taking Ecuador seriously. And I saw a thing about these stovetop pipe hats that the fucking local women wear. I asked somebody about it, and she goes, nah, that's just for fucking show. She'd been here. She was like, that was just for show. But it got in our head. There's a large indigenous population, which is very strong in the ballots. So they have their own culture. The Quechua have their own culture, and they haven't really given it up. And the more we thought about it, they also, we can only take places that take dogs without like a massive quarantine. We thought about Hawaii, too. That'd be cool. At that place we stayed in Hawaii, we're like, we could just go back there and rent that out for like 4 months. Ask them, like, can we take this indefinitely till shit gets better? And then we also decided, okay, we're going to Ecuador. We're going to Ecuador. When are we going to go? We thought, let's do it. Let's last out October. October, drinking in New York, so fucking fun, and it was. One of the last things we did is we saw the Pink Louds at Astor Place. I was all dressed up. I had my horse head on that I got from Legion of Skank Selections. Oh, you know what another fun thing was for the summer that I almost forgot? Me, DeRosa organized it, Sal, his fucking chick, me, my chick, Big J, and his chick. And we walked across the Williamsburg Bridge, boozing the whole way. Boozing all the way to the bridge, boozing over the bridge. Got one drink, wrote some graffiti, said Joe DeRosa. And he goes, oh, come on, man, don't do that. And I was like, all right. And I added, is awesome. I was bombed. Got a drink, walked back, got some Scar's Pizza. Booze galore. Ah, what a fun summer. Walking over that bridge was fucking fun. Past the Gay Pride or Black Lives Matter parade on the streets. It was electric. New York was electric. People like, it's over. Like, you're out of your mind. It's coming back stronger than ever. And I was thinking Ecuador, and we decided, yeah, let's do it. When are we going to go? Like, how about, I don't know, November? November. I'm like, when in November? Like, well, the election's on the 3rd. And I say, we get the fuck out of there before the election. Because here's how what happened in the last election. New York voted almost entirely for Hillary Clinton. And after she lost, all these white women were just staring at all these white men like, you fucking did it. Even though New York was dominant. Everybody voted for Hillary Clinton. Or like me, didn't vote. And they're like, you did it. She won New York State. The whole state wasn't the issue. And they were mad. And as those 4 years progressed, man, people got more and more mad. People are at each other's throats all the time. And I didn't want to be there for that. If Trump won again, that city would have burned down. If he lost, who knows? Maybe we thought maybe militias would come in, but they weren't going to come into New York. And in the end, that didn't happen anyway. But man, if he won, New York was going to be a tough place to be. I mean, look at the Black Lives Matter. That shit doesn't stay fucking peaceful. And I'm not even blaming black people. I'm saying there's a bunch of white chicks. There's a white chick who threw a Molotov cocktail into a police car because she's like, I'm justified. I'm justified in my violence. That's a new thing. Not, I'm anti-violent. I'm justified in my violence. So we wanted to get out of there. So we're like, how about November 1st or 2nd? And then we saw that there was a time zone change. Doesn't happen in Ecuador. October 31st. I didn't want to land that late. So let's go on the 31st. Let's go on Halloween. So we did. We went. JFK to Guayaquil. Guayaquil, excuse me. 6-hour flight. Same as New York to LA. Or vice versa. Whichever way the fucking wind blows. 6 hours. We had to get a negative PCR test within 10 days. Got that 6 days out. We had to get a bunch of shots. Malaria for where we're going to be. Is that a dookie? No, it's a log. Yellow fever, Japanese encephalitis. Oh, shit, I'm getting bit up. All the shit like that. And then we're just ready to go. We had to get banded her shots. We just got ready. That last Pink Louds concert was fucking fun. DeRosa organized a instead of a bar crawl, we did a place crawl. Started at Jay and Christine's. They made drinks, fucking vodka and orange soda. Then we went and watched Pink Louds, came to my place, Jello Shooters. Then moved on from there, stopped for a public drink, a walktail, went to DeRosa's to wrap it up. Silver came over. It was great. And then we got on a flight. And I'm telling you, I know people say like, oh, you're a traveler. You're not scared of anything. I am scared of everything. And we landed in Guayaquil. And we were supposed to stay downtown because I was like, let's just get some shit, find transportation, maybe get a car to rent. We're not going to take public transportation. And people were like, aren't you scared of being there with COVID and stuff? And it's like, that's just American homerism. What do you mean? We're one of the worst countries in the world. They're like, what if you get COVID? I'm like, right, then I should not be in America where the hospitals are overcrowded. What are you talking about? I get it too. I feel the same way. And I felt the same way landing there. Somebody said this once. I don't want to go to a hospital where there's sand on the floor. We landed in Guayaquil and it was disgusting. An overcrowded city, I would say never go there. I mean, I was frightened all the time. People were yelling at Bandit, vamos, vamos. People with one leg. We stayed in the wrong part of town. It was like their version of Times Square in the 80s if you're fucking only speak Mandarin and no English. It was fucking horrific. Then we found a lead on a car in Cuenca. We rented a car for as many months as we wanted. Insurance included. $900 a month. It's a lot. but could have bought one. The cars are overpriced here because I keep them really good. You can't import used cars, only new cars. So people upkeep their cars really well. So could have bought like a $6,000 car for like 12 grand and then try to sell it for like 9 grand. But what if I couldn't sell it? What if we had to leave? What if shit got bad and we had to leave? So I'm okay. I'm renting a car. You save money in some places, you waste it in others. Food's a lot cheaper here. This is full meals for fucking $2.50. I'm getting bit the fuck up. I'll do my resolutions back there. Went to Cuenca and then just started driving around, man. Hold on. I got this fucking list of all the shit I did. Hold on. Hold the fuck. Hold the phone. Oh, good. Hold. Where's my fucking... Where the fuck is my notebook? Are you fucking shit? Here it is. Every time we think we're done, they keep pushing us. There's a quote there. I forget. Some movie. Yeah, I was frightened to shit. We got a car. Went up to... Okay, so before I left... there was a podcast I was going to do with this guy, John Dennehy. He wrote this article I saw that they took a piece of in Adbusters about the revolution in Ecuador. And we tried to get it together last winter and couldn't quite get it together. He travels 6 months and stays in town. We couldn't get it together. Then I forgot about it. And then the COVID virus hit. And I was like, fuck, I'm in Maryland. It's not going to happen. And then it was like, oh, I'm planning to go to Ecuador. And I called him up. He's like, John, are you still in New York? I'd love to do that podcast. Like, not just... talk about revolution, but to talk about Ecuador. You can give me some fucking pointers. And he did. That fucking podcast will come out soon. And I just finished his fucking book, Illegal. John Dennehy's Illegal. Great fucking book. Great read. So, I mean, breeze through it. So I went up to where he lived, La Tacunga, for this festival that ended up being canceled. They can't. They're real strict on it. Here's what, I'll just tell you their response to the virus. You got to wear a mask everywhere in public in the big cities. Small cities out here like this, people are like more lax about it. Ecuador is really three countries in one. It's small, but you've got the playas, the coast, which is the beaches, which are amazing. The Andes, which was right down through the middle, top to bottom. And then the Amazon on the right, on the east. And it's three completely different regions. It really feels like three countries. And then the Galapagos, which I haven't been to yet, but I just count that as the playas. It's an island, it's a beach. They're like, well, the animals are different. Like, beach is beach. And he told me about this festival in La Tacunga, the Mama Negra, and I was like, that's canceled. So, here's the response they have. Got to wear a mask. It's a ticket if you don't. Not like, I think the one in Cuba is like a grand, and they don't make more money than we do. A grand is a lot. So everybody wears it, and they're down to like 0.2. Before you go into stores, they make you walk on a pad that has all that fucking disinfectant. So get your shoes off. Hold your comments because I'm going to tell you something in a second. They also take your temperature on your wrist, and then they spray your hands down. Now, I know some of you might say, well, the temperature thing, it's unreliable. A lot of times people don't have a temperature. But you know what they do have a lot of times? A temperature. They have a high temperature. Not always, but sometimes. So if you got a fever, you're not coming in. Sure, it doesn't catch all of them. The hand spray also doesn't catch all of them, but it catches a lot. Catches some. Stops you from spreading shit and touching shit. Your hands are sprayed when you enter a store. What about the feet thing? Well, that's whatever. Americans have this thing of erring on the side of not cautiousness. They're like, I don't want to have to do anything if it ended up in a resulting not helping. We were going like, well, the mask doesn't stop you from getting it. It just stops you from spreading it. It's like, right. Other humans. So what happened here in March and April is it got bad, especially in Guayaquil. It got bad. The morgues got full. And from what I read, they started piling bodies up on the street, the sidewalk. They're like, we got nowhere else to do it. And that's a visceral thing to see. It's visceral to see. I know in America, I'm the same way. I'm like, I don't really know anybody who got it bad. I didn't know anybody who died. I've heard of people who died, but like, I didn't know anybody. So it's hard to like, we have a giant country, you know? Old age homes is bad. I'm like, I don't know. My grandparents are already dead. But here they saw it. They saw bodies piled on a fucking street. And so they're like, let's do this. Let's correct this. We don't want to have that. So they didn't mind wearing a mask. When the result was calling it tyranny for being forced to wear a mask, or piling dead bodies in the street where your kids are going to walk by. They were like, we're wearing the mask. It's fine. And now the numbers here are about 3.2, 3.6, in between there per 100,000. For reference, America's at 63 to 68 in that region. So 17, 20 times more instances per capita. But anyway, the hospitals were good here. It's one of the reasons we came. Went to Latacunga, had a great time, didn't see it. Then we made our way over to the Amazon. Stayed in the Amazon for a while. Bandit, by the way, loves this place. There's stray dogs everywhere, and she doesn't know about social hierarchy, so she just plays with dogs. We're like, Bandit, we're upscale people. We don't play with low scale. We're fucking, those are low income people. Those are government cheese dogs. He's like, I don't care. I'm playing with them. She loves it. She did eat some dead fish and threw up 15 times in 3 hours. We had to rush her to the hospital before it closed, the vet. Before it closed at 8 o'clock, we had to drive an hour plus. And on the way back, shot her full of saline and fucking antibacterial. Had to look in her eyes. He goes, if she ate a blowfish, she'd be dead, but her dilated pupils would be dilated. But she'd be die. She's not going to die. Her pupils aren't dilated, but she'll be real sick. Don't let her eat anything tonight. On the way back, we drove back and listened to Taste Buds with Joe DeRosa and Sal Volcano. He broke my fucking Gallagher record. I had 1, 2, fucking 4 and 5 on his Gallagher, and now I'm completely off the board, and I have not. I'm not there. I was in a walk in the Amazon, and Bandit and Tony and we're walking back to this place we were staying. It's Airbnbs mostly, and we're just driving around. The country's beautiful. In between cities is fucking gorgeous. It's just fun. It's new, unique food. So I'm telling you guys, I was frightened in Guayaquil. Frightened. I didn't want to go outside. We didn't leave each other's sights. We're like, we're not going anywhere alone. This place is fucking dangerous as fuck. And it might have been just because it was the first place, so it seems more foreign. And now we're getting used to it. But I don't think so. It's an industrial city, and I have no interest in going back there. Maybe the outskirts. The side was pretty cool. It was also Halloween was fucking brought out the fucking crazies. And then it was like Cuenca Independence Day, some kind of Independence Day, and then Sunday. So it was like 3 days ago, nothing was open. So we couldn't even get our fucking supplies we had to get. I packed minimally. I figured I'll buy shit here. Should have gotten some fucking DEET. Shit. Bit up. Anyway, took a trip on the walk back. We saw a guy. Aw. We saw a dude in the Amazon, no shirt, up in his fucking shitty house. One of those concrete, just square with a thatched roof. There's a lot of trash here. They made a law saying you have to, there's a rights of nature and you have to protect nature. And we're like, that's awesome that they care that much. And then we talked to some locals and they're like, yeah, they made a law, but they don't fucking follow it. America doesn't follow the laws. And so, that's going to be cool when it gets to those rapids. Go, little bottle, go. So we're walking. This dude, no shirt, fleece pants. Quechua. Found out later. Half Quechua. Goes, hey, hey. We're like, hello. And he goes, well, we got an Airbnb actually in the Amazon in the city. And we got there, and this lady was trying to give us directions. Tony speaks fluent English, Spanish, so he's, like, conversing with her and stuff. And she's telling us where it is, and it's, like, it's hazy to get there. We're like, we're driving. It's not there. It's, like, turn around. I'm pregnant. I'm pregnant. I'm standing outside. We're like, okay. Every Airbnb, it's, like, we're staying alone. So we get there. Pregnant lady, no mask, with her boyfriend, no mask, showing us around. It's way dingier than the pictures. The plug-in mosquito things, and that's where malaria is in the fucking Amazon. That's where you got to fucking deed up everywhere. And the beach, it's like, try, but, you know, whatever. And so she's like, all right, here's the bedroom. I was like, oh, cool. She goes, all right, so me and the boyfriend are going to be in there sleeping. I'm like, wait, what? This fucking jackal. She just decided to stay there. It's these German people. She's the caretaker, and she didn't want to leave. They didn't have any fucking... The last review was 2 years ago, and you know why? Because she keeps not returning people's phone calls. We're like, we got to get the fuck out of here. We got on the internet, and we're like, we didn't have a phone plan yet. We're like, let's find a hotel that's open. One was open till 10. It was 9:15. We're like, let's get the fuck over there. Quickly made a reservation on booking.com, and then got the fuck over there. And it was amazing. Where we're going to spend one day, we ended up spending three. And we're on this walk. And this dude was like, hey, 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 in Spanish. Do you speak Spanish? Tony's like, yeah. He goes, no mask. But it's out there, more, a little more relaxed. I'm just not going to stay with some fucking lady with no mask. Indoors. This guy comes down. We're like, all right, through this fence. It's blind dog. Smelling bandit through the fence. And he goes, I have the cure for COVID. That's cool. And he goes, do you want some? Now, at this point, guys, there's only so much you can do to protect yourself. You can't, it's a slap in the face to be like, no, I don't want some. Why? Because I think you're a different ethnicity than me. And I don't want a cure for fucking COVID, a virus that's fucking changed the whole world. No, I'd rather not have that. There's no way I can say that and keep any sort of nicety, any sort of like who I am as a human. It's a slap in the face, and I'm like, I'll just get the COVID. You know what I mean? If I got it from that, I'd be like, I had no choice. It's like if you get it from the grocery store. It's like you had to go to the grocery store. If you get it from a lock-in party, it's like, what was I doing? So he takes us upstairs through his fucking, I mean, ramshackle house, thatch roof. I got to tell this whole story. I'm going to tell this whole story later. But he said, he told us, everything grows in the Amazon. His mother, full Quechua woman, told us that it's just been passed down, all these cures for everything. There's a cure for fucking arthritis. There's a cure for prostate problems. There's a fucking boner shit. All these different plants that grow everywhere. They took a plant, cracked it open. All these berries, they hit with a stick, and then they fucking drew on your face. They just know everything. And I'm like, what's the cure for COVID? And they're like, well, it's a mixture. It's a mixture of coconut husk, cacao, ayahuasca root. They go, do you want to try an ayahuasca ceremony? You're like, wait, what? Like, yeah, we do it like once a month. You throw up, but it's like it gets rid of everything. We're like, fuck, we had to drive to Quito that night. And we're like, and we pussed out. We will. We will. We've talked to a lot of people here, and everyone, young at least, like, yeah, we've all done ayahuasca. It's fucking normal here. So, for sure, I'm going to be doing it. And he said, there's this big fucking jug, and he reaches, you know, the top of one of those Tide, those big Tide, like, detergent things where it's like you pour it in? It's about that big. It's about the size of half a soda can. And he fucking swished it in. The top was open, swished it in, drank some, and then handed it to me. How do you say no? How do you say no? So I took it and I drank it and it tasted like vomit. It tasted disgusting. He goes, that's a cure for COVID. Then they took us on a tour of their plant. I was like, do you grow all these? I was like, no, they grow naturally. This is just our farm. His dog had been spit on by a local animal in the Amazon that has venom in his eyes. So that's why his dog was blind. Before we left, he goes, do you want to take some with you? And we thought, all right, here's a sales technique. But it wasn't a sales technique. He was just trying to show them. They have this knowledge, and they want to pass it down. And that's it. And they're like, no one seems to want this fucking cures for shit. And we have it, and we'd like to just tell people about it. So he gave me a fucking bottle of it. Gave me a bottle of this fucking disgusting shit. And he said, you take half a cap of this. You can see the video if you want. YouTube.com/Ari Shaffir. Please subscribe. Order the RSS. You take half a fucking cap of it. And you drink some of that every morning. And if you do that, you won't get COVID. And I have. I drank some every day. Maybe not in the morning, but every day. That's actually more than I should have. Ooh, ducks. Bottoms up. Ah, it's disgusting. It never gets easier. Fuck, that's gross. I drank it every day. And I don't know, but I haven't gotten COVID. I know that much. We've been driving around, spent a couple weeks on the coast, 16, 18 days, something like that. Took some surf lessons, took some Spanish lessons, went scuba diving, freaked the fuck out, like I always do when I go scuba diving. Oh, it's a magic hour. I gotta get home. And then we wanted to spend somewhere where it might be Christmassy, so we went to Cuenca, where there's a lot of expats. City we got our car in, but we've kind of avoided because of the expats. External in, yep. Wait, right? External. Internal? External, yeah. And there were Christmas lights up. It was very toned down. And there was one last thing. So we went to the mountains where I am now. And then it was like, well, what about New Year's? And I heard that there's a giant fireworks festival, but it was canceled. In Cuenca. People come from all over. And they do their best. And they also have this tradition of getting an effigy. They build these effigies. Some out of paper mache. And some out, and I'm going to leave you with this. And then I'll go to the resolutions. And then we'll call it. Some out of paper mache, they're shaped like things, and some just like stuffed clothing, jeans and a jacket, and they put a mask on them, and they burn them. Now, the paper maches are shaped like different things, sometimes Spider-Man, sometimes local politicians, COVID, an animated type of COVID was big this year, Trump, saw once or twice. Sometimes they look like people that you know, and it's either a mixture of like an homage or a fucking, or a slap in the face. But either way, it's for good fun. And during the day and at midnight, they burn them. They burn these fucking effigies. And they also do this thing where you take a list of your regrets. You write down your regrets and maybe people you want to forgive. And you write it down on a piece of paper. And you put it in the pocket, or I stuffed it in the sleeve of an effigy, and I was hoping it would happen, but everything was canceled. Moreno was like, it ain't happening. He put out a state of emergency because he saw how the Thanksgiving, and he was afraid that it would spread. It spread a lot. People were traveling. It made people travel, and it was like, it's going to spread the virus. So he put a state of emergency. You can only travel every other day, depending on your license plate. No parties over 10, not quarantine, but lockdown after 10 p.m. Curfew. So it didn't look like it was going to happen, but we got our averages anyway, in the hopes that maybe. We were walking home, New Year's Eve. I finished in the morning. I finished John Dennehy's book, Illegal. I had him on the podcast. I'm going to put it out next week or the week after, and it's a great one. He's fucking great. Give me all these tips about Ecuador, and I can tell you more about what I've done in the intro and the outro of that one. And we were walking home. It's like 9:30. We're like, fucking, I don't see anything. A little tuned up from booze. Oh, my God, dude. By the way, the weed in this country. So I can't speak to all of it, but I will speak to what I got. We got some in Cuenca that was, because we couldn't find any. I'll talk about this in the John Dennehy episode. Couldn't find any. It was really fucking difficult to find some. And when we did find some, he was like, well, I can give you, how much do you want? And I was like, it was like cheap. It was like not much. And I was like, I don't know, maybe like a quarter. We were looking for a week solid. I'm a fucking pothead. Tony's a fucking pothead. And Bandit has fucking pothead parents. And we looked and looked and looked. Oh, please tell me I got a lighter. Couldn't find any. Who do we tell? And it's also COVID time. So everybody's like, oh, you're an outsider. You know, where normally we'd be like, hey, you guys smoking? Where can we buy some? We tried in Banos, and they were like, no, we smoke, but it's a hippie town. But it's like, we don't have any to sell. You're an outsider. You know, I get it. If I was there for longer, maybe. $30, which is an ounce. I was like, no, let's just get a quarter. And Tony was like, we're getting an ounce. It was so fucking hard to find. Let's just, even if it's $400, what the fuck? Even, and it's shitty. Who cares? We'll have weed. We need to have weed. $30. Not $30 a gram. Not $30 an eighth. Not $10 a gram. $30 for 30 ounce, 30 grams. An ounce for $30. And I'm telling you, Again, I can't speak for the whole country. I can only speak for the weed I got in that place. It is the strongest weed I've ever smoked. I will not drive on this weed. When I was smoking it in the Amazon and the back porch and listening to all these fucking things, I saw lines. I saw lines for them. Psychedelic. I was getting visuals. Now I went back there to find some more, and we're like, "Do you have anything that's like less good?" We just want to smoke, dude. We don't want to fucking get obliterated. He goes, "Yeah, but it's more flowery. It's less packed." Okay. 1 gram, $30. Same dude, same place. So I don't fucking know, but this shit that I'm smoking now, I got no problems. Weed is decriminalized here. It's not illegal to have it. I think you can't sell it everywhere, but we just went to a head shop and just straight up asked. We're like, "Do you have CBD?" And they're like, "No." They're like, "Do you have stuff we can smoke?" I'm like, "I can get you some tomorrow." We went back and we got some. God, that came in handy. But it shuts down conversation hard. So, last thing. We're tuned up, not high, but drunk. Got some local fucking sugar liquor. Something with a Z, Jumai or something like that. It's like Aguardiente, but Ecuadorian version. And walking around, had a nice dinner. Ain't going to happen. Our effigies, the COVID. And I was like, maybe I'll burn it. It's not the same if I burn it January 1st in this country place. But, you know, I like the idea. On the way home, 9:45, we passed a fucking courtyard. These family was sitting. And all these kids are still up. I'm like, "Garrett, it's only 9:45. We're like, "We saw an effigy. We saw, and we're like, "Wait, let's go back." And Tony asked, like, in Spanish, like, "Is that your effigy? That your, there's a word for it, manaquina, something like that." Like, "Yeah." Like, "Are you going to burn it at midnight?" And they're like, "Yeah, claro." And we're like, "Can you come back?" "Claro, sí." They invited us back to fucking watch outside their fucking fence. And then we were like, "Well, let's just fucking burn one." We saw people in the corner. Like, "Oh shit, 11:30. We're like, people are starting to come out. The fireworks start going off. Neighborhood fireworks. And we're like, "Let's do it." And we went by the Tommy Bamba, where I finished fucking John Dennehy's illegal book about, I read all these things and I'm like, I was just there. All these fucking faraway places in that book. And I was just there. And we're like, "Let's go." And they're like, "Oh fucking, this is a main street. There's a fucking, there's a ban on this. If we get caught, like, we'll get arrested. But, like, do we want to do this just to get arrested? We're doing it alone. We're doing it safe. But it's like, we're also foreigners. So you can't say, like, well, we don't do that. We're in their country." So we're like, "Let's go down a side street." Went down a side street. We saw some family. And they had their thing out. And they were burning it. And we're like, "It's time." They were setting off fireworks. And they had their little thing out. And we're like, "They're about to burn." So we had a fire starter. And we're like, "Let's fucking burn our thing." And I took a list. I took a list of my regrets. And one of them was responding in any way to that fucking backlash about my fucking troll of the decade. Shouldn't have responded. Another one was not fucking commanding more people when this is not happening, was fucking going under. I relied on people who were my managers and people who were like higher ups at Comedy Central to handle it. It was my project and I should have fucking handled it. I should have said, "Everybody shut the fuck up. I am doing what we're doing right." And I didn't. I let them fucking lead and it was a mistake. I let that go too. I let a bunch of shit go. And I had a list of people that I forgave. And I let it go. I put it into the fucking sleeve of this effigy. And we lit it the fuck up. We had that. We had a devil mask that we put on the effigy. And we had a fucking COVID with eyes and a nose. And we lit it up. And at midnight, you fucking burn it. And then you jump over it. There's another thing where you take yellow underwear for prosperity and throw out the window, or red underwear for chicks for, I don't know, to get fucked or something, and throw that out the window. I got home, took my yellow underwear off, chucked it out the window, but I lit up that effigy, and I jumped over it. And when you jump over it, you start fresh. You start fresh in a new year. Right? You put all your regrets behind you. I saved one regret. I saved one, and I didn't put it on there. And that's not getting a picture of this dude at right outside Angkor Wat in Cambodia, one of the oldest temples in the world. And I saw this Chinese dude, and he was wearing a New England Patriots shirt with an R, and it was teal. It wasn't even their colors, but it was New England. The helmet was their colors. It was the Patriots, but Patriots, just a fucking bootleg of shit. And I should have taken a picture. The sun was there. Anchor Watt was behind me. I'll never get that moment back. But I want to hold on to that so I don't miss out on these moments now. So I go back and I ask that guy, are you guys lighting that fucking effigy off at midnight? They're like, claro, we are. Because of that dude. I'm going to hold on to that regret for not getting that picture. All my other grits I put in there and you start fresh. And there are all these pranks, apparently. The local kids will fucking put up a little string roadblock. And if you catch them, you'll be like, hey, I see what you're doing, you fucking prankster. They'll hold you, like, give me a dollar if you don't. And if you're like, I see what you're doing, they go, I'm innocent. Because everyone's innocent. It's like after Yom Kippur. Everyone starts with a clean slate. And I love it. I love it. But I want to hold on to the good things. I want to hold on to the great things about 2020. Troll of the decade. Troll of the fucking century. That was awesome. Spending time with your fucking friends. Skiing. In fucking Park City for 6 straight days. And then they gave us a refund because we couldn't go spring skiing. Like I was gonna anyway. Going traveling still. And I'll tell you, the only thing I feel bad about, not a regret, but I feel bad, is my second country. I had a hope the whole time. I had a hope that I'm like, maybe I can go over the border into Peru. Maybe we can drive. Borders are closed to fucking, I don't want to get on a flight again. That flight from JFK to Guayaquil was my first flight after COVID really hit. First flight since my flight back from Salt Lake. And, you know, they say it's safe, but they say it's safe. So, when the clock struck down and we lit off that thing, my streak of 2 countries came to a close. I got 1 this year. Looking back 15, 20 years from now, I'll be like, yeah, I've gotten it every year except that one where COVID hit. No, like, you didn't go. I'm like, no, I still got 1 new country in. But it'll be a nice footnote. And I think we should hold on to the great things about 2020. The bad things are so obvious and they're almost hacky. But didn't you learn something this year? Didn't you go like, man, it's fun to call a friend and just talk. Why are we going to give that up? We got to go back to work. So we're definitely going to have less time. But the time we do have, let's make the most of it. Let's go out with our friends. Let's get drunk on a fucking Tuesday. Let's go watch the Pink Louds. Let's fucking read a book. I made a kombucha this year. You can make a kombucha. It's fun. Did a lot of cooking. You fucking bitches. You've been cooking these pies to all quarantine. And now we know you can make them and you just haven't been making them. Oh, you're going to make those pies. You're going to make those pies. I saw my sisters and her family more than ever. I want to hold on to that shit. I'm telling my friends, like, we got to take off summers. We got to plan as like an entire town of New York. Like, how about we take the fuck off the first 2 weeks of July. Something I'll talk to my friends about. Let's just all do it. Let's have a great fucking time. Let's go camping again. Let's do all the fun shit. Well, sure, we can add movies and stuff. Don't lose the good stuff from this year. It's been great. I've felt more supported by the comedy community than I've ever felt in my life. I did so many drugs. I mean, all of them. I try to make the cokeheads not feel bad. Give me a fucking line. It's not my thing, but I'm going to make you feel welcome at this party. Give me a, draw one up. And they're like, don't do me any favor. I'll just have more for myself. Either, however you want to play it. Spent time with people. It was great. Read. Smoked joints on the fucking fire escape. Used the roof in my apartment that I gave up. I made a fucking YouTube page. YouTube.com/Ari Shaffir. I put out more content. I started Six and Jump. Why not? Why aren't we starting new fucking podcasts? Let's do more new ones next year when you don't have to. Let's work. Sure. Make your money. Go do stand-up. I get it. But how about like, hey, let's get fucking loaded one night. 2020 was a great year. It's fucking high. Everyone's like, oh, it can't be worse 2020. You said it about 2019. You said it about 2018. You said it about 2017, 2016. You keep saying it. I think it was a fucking great year. With the clean slate. On January 1st. With a clean slate. You know what I did? When we went back to the country, started a fire. One of my favorite things to do. Oh, and I forgot to tell you this. That $200 fucking voucher that I got for JetBlue. I flew JetBlue to Guayaquil and I used it. So that fucking fuck up, December 30th/31st of last year, got me my ticket here. Full circle? I don't know, maybe. I went with a clean slate. Everything burned, everything forgiven. No regrets. Left that shit in the past, except that fucking picture from goddamn Cambodia. Fuck! What the fuck's wrong with you? What the fuck's wrong with you? Just ask the guy. You know Chinese people love taking pictures with whites. He would have loved it. Anyway, it's the only regret I'm holding on to. With a clean slate, I started a fire, which I love doing, in a big fire pit, and I smoked a cigar that I found here. My favorite cigar in the world. Had to spend a lot of money on it. $35. Hoya de Monterey Habana, Epicure number 2. Had it in fucking Cambodia. I'm at Cambodia. Colombia. Loved it. Can't find them. It's a fucking... Because Cubans are evil? Why? Why? Can we still not? What? But I smoked it. It's empty. I can't imagine a better fucking way to start 2021. Being in the woods. I want to do more nature this year. Or the same amount as I did last year. Go fishing again. I thought it was a great year. And I think 2021 could be even better. We're going to come back. We're not going to be turned into consumers anymore. We're going to be our own people. And we're going to spend our time with our friends instead of as human wallets walking around going like, tell me what I need to spend to feel value. Stand by your friends. And go back in. I'm going to do my fucking resolutions. I ain't wasting this fucking weed. It's too good. It's just too good. When I get back, my resolutions... I'd love if you guys in the comment section, if anybody's still watching this, if I haven't split it up into 5 different episodes, list your fucking resolutions too. Shit, it's fucking raining. I'll do my resolutions in the morning. It's not like I don't have internet anyway. I can't even load it up till fucking... I have to get to fucking... Yeah, then I'll fucking do it. It's hours drive. Oh, I got so much to tell you during that fucking... For that John Dennehy episode. I'm having a fucking blast. Okay, that's it. Last episode, last fucking segment when we come back.
Hi, everybody. This is James Brown. This is a very, very unusual way to come to you. But I gotta start by saying thanks. Thanks for such a wonderful year. Not only to you, to God, number one, to you, number two, and for all the wonderful things. You know, when I look at a beautiful day, I say, God is happy. Sing one time.
Make this Christmas mean something this year.
I say it's happy because the birds are tweeting, the sun is shining, the wind is blowing, the breeze, the leaves are flying. Everybody feels nice. We just say, oh God, thanks for all the wonderful things. Even see a little snow sometimes. But you know, God only knows how the Christmas is gonna look. So one more time, I'll say,
let's make this Christmas.
let's make our next year be as nice as this year. Now, Christmas gotta be the kind of a Christmas that we remember a long time ago. You remember when everybody used to look forward to Santa Claus? You didn't want to know what you're going to have the next day. You couldn't wait until Christmas morning and jump up. But that's the morning that you wouldn't go to your table. You go straight to your little sack, hanging on the mantle, over the fireplace. Let's
make this Christmas.
You know, I just enjoyed this. And I really can't find enough words that would really make me express myself, the good feeling that I have. But I want to say thanks. Thank you, God. And now, let's make Christmas the kind of a Christmas that we remember. You know, you made Christmas very, very beautiful for me in my past years. But let's make this Christmas good for everybody. The kind of a Christmas that Mom, Dad, Granddad.
Let's
make Christmas.
Make this Christmas.
An old fashioned way. No. Make it a beautiful.
Make this Christmas
a lovable.
Mean something.
Enjoy a Christmas now.
This year.
Oh, that's a violin play. That's a violin play now. So good. Come on.
Make this Christmas.
Hey.
Yeah. This year.
Yeah. Oh. Thank you.
Make this Christmas.
I'll see you. Christmas morning. If I don't, you see Santa Claus.